صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Translation: The way of those upon whom you have bestowed your grace, not that of those who earned your anger, nor of those who went astray. We mentioned the hadith in which the servant proclaims, "Guide us to the straight way," and Allah says, "This is for my servant, and my servant shall acquire what he asks for." Allah's statement, "The way of those upon whom you have bestowed your grace," defines the path. Those upon whom Allah has bestowed his grace are those mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, Al-Quran, when Allah said, "And whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they will be in the company of those on whom Allah has bestowed his grace, the prophets, the siddiqeen, that is the truly faithful, the martyrs, and the righteous. And how excellent these companions are, such is the bounty from Allah, and Allah is sufficient to know." Chapter 4, verses 69-70, Al-Quran. Allah's statement, "Not the way of those who earned your anger, nor of those who went astray," means, "Guide us to the straight path, the path of those upon whom you have bestowed your grace, that is the people of guidance, sincerity, and obedience to Allah and His messengers." They are the people who adhere to Allah's commandments and refrain from committing what He has prohibited. But help us to avoid the path of those whom Allah is angry with, whose intentions are corrupt, who know the truth yet deviate from it. Also help us avoid the path of those who were led astray, who lost the true knowledge and as a result are wandering in misguidance, unable to find the correct path. Allah asserted that the two paths He described here are both misguided when He repeated the negation, "not." These two paths are the paths of the Christians and Jews, a fact that the believer should be aware of so that he avoids them. The path of the believers is knowledge of the truth and abiding by it. In comparison, the Jews abandoned practicing the religion, while the Christians lost the true knowledge. This is why anger descended upon the Jews, while being described as led astray is more appropriate of the Christians. Those who know but avoid implementing the truth deserve the anger, unlike those who are ignorant. The Christians want to seek the true knowledge, but are unable to find it because they do not seek it from its proper resources. This is why they were led astray. We should also mention that both the Christians and the Jews have earned the anger and are led astray, but the anger is one of the attributes more particular of the Jews. Allah said about the Jews, "Those," that is Jews, "who incurred the curse of Allah and His wrath." Chapter 5, verse 60, Al-Quran. The attribute that the Christians deserve most is that of being led astray, just as Allah said about them, "Who went astray before and who misled many, and strayed themselves from the right path." Chapter 5, verse 77, Al-Quran. There are several hadith and reports from the Salaf on this subject. Imam Ahmad recorded that Adi bin Hatim said, "The horsemen of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam seized my paternal aunt and some other people. When they brought them to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were made to stand in line before him. My aunt said, 'O Messenger of Allah, the supporter is far away, the offspring have stopped coming, and I am an old woman unable to serve. Grant me your favor. May Allah grant you His favor.' He said, 'Who is your supporter?' She said, 'Adi bin Hatim.' He said, 'The one who ran away from Allah and His messenger?' She said, 'So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam freed me. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back, there was a man next to him. I think that he was Ali, who said to her, 'Ask him for a means of transportation.' She asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he ordered that she be given an animal. Adi then said, 'Later on, she came to me and said, "He, that is Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has done a favor that your father, who was a generous man, would never have done. So-and-so person came to him and he granted him his favor, and so-and-so came to him and he granted him his favor. So I went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and found that some women and children were gathering with him, so close that I knew that he was not a king like Kisra, that is king of Persia, or Caesar. He said, O Adi, what made you run away? So that La ilaha illallah is not proclaimed? Is there a deity worthy of worship except Allah? What made you run away? So that Allahu Akbar, that is Allah is the greater, is not proclaimed? Is there anything greater than Allah? I proclaimed my Islam, and I saw his face radiate with pleasure. And he said, to those who have earned the anger are the Jews, and those who are led astray are the Christians. This hadith was also corrected by At-Tirmidhi, who said that it is Hasan Gharib. Also, when Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail went with some of his friends before Islam to Ash-Sham, seeking the true religion, the Jews said to him, you will not become a Jew unless you carry a share of the anger of Allah that we have earned. He said, I am seeking to escape Allah's anger. Also, the Christians said to him, if you become one of us, you will carry a share in Allah's discontent. He said, I cannot bear that. So he remained in his pure nature and avoided worshipping the idols and the polytheistic practices. He became neither a Jew nor a Christian. As for his companions, they became Christians because they found it more pure than Judaism. Waraqa bin Nawfal was among these people until Allah guided him by the hand of his prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he was sent as prophet and Waraqa believed in the revelation that was sent to the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah be pleased with him. The next topic is the summary of Al-Fatiha. The Honorable Surah Al-Fatiha contains 7 ayat, including the praise and thanks of Allah, glorifying Him and praising Him by mentioning His most beautiful names and most high attributes. It also mentions the hereafter, which is the day of resurrection, and directs Allah's servants to ask of Him, invoking Him and declaring that all power and strength comes from Him. It also calls to the sincerity of the worship of Allah alone, singling Him out in His divinity, believing in His perfection, being free from the need of any partners, having no rivals nor equals. Al-Fatiha directs the believers to invoke Allah to guide them to the straight path, which is a true religion, and to help them remain on that path in this life, and to pass over the actual Sirat, that is a bridge over hell that everyone must pass over, on the Day of Judgment. On that day, the believers will be directed to the gardens of comfort in the company of the prophets, the truthful ones, the martyrs, and the righteous. Al-Fatiha also encourages performing good deeds so that the believers will be in the company of the good doers on the day of resurrection. The surah also warns against following the paths of misguidance so that one does not end up being gathered with those who indulge in sin on the day of the resurrection, including those who have earned the anger and those who will lead astray. The next topic is the bounties are because of Allah, not the deviations. Allah said, the way those upon whom you have bestowed your grace. When He mentioned His favor, on mentioning anger, Allah said, not that of those who earned your anger, without mentioning the subject, although it is He who has sent down the anger on them. Just as Allah stated in another ayah, have you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not seen those hypocrites who take as friends a people upon whom is the wrath of Allah, that is Jews? Chapter 58, verse 14, Al-Quran. Also, Allah relates the misguidance of those who indulged in it, although they were justly misguided according to Allah's appointed destiny. For instance, Allah said, he whom Allah guides, he is the rightly guided. But he whom Allah sends astray, for him you will find no wali, that is a guiding friend, to lead him to the right path. Chapter 18, verse 17, Al-Quran. And he also said, whomsoever Allah sends astray, none can guide him, and he lets them wander blindly in their transgression. Chapter 7, verse 186, Al-Quran. These and several other ayat testify to the fact that Allah alone is the one who guides and misguides, contrary to the belief of the Qadariyah sect, who claimed that the servants choose and create their own destiny. They rely on some unclear ayat, avoiding what is clear and contradicts their desires. This is the method of the people who follow their lust, desire, and wickedness. An authentic hadith narrated, When you see those who follow what is not so clear in it, that is the Qur'an, then they are those whom Allah has mentioned. Refer to chapter 3, verse 7. Hence, avoid them. The Prophet ﷺ was referring to Allah's statement, "So as for those in whose hearts there is a deviation from the truth, they follow that which is not entirely clear thereof, seeking al-fitna, that is polytheism and trials, and seeking for its hidden meanings." Chapter 3, verse 7, Al-Quran. Verily, no innovator in the religion could ever rely on any authentic evidence in the Quran that testifies to his innovation. The Quran came to distinguish between truth and falsehood, and guidance and misguidance. The Quran does not contain any discrepancies or contradictions, because it is a revelation from the Most Wise, worthy of all praise.